Lots of great tunes here on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. We've been listening to some tunes that are available from Rad Girlfriend Records, based right here in the Miami Valley. We heard from some local bands. We had a Rad Company, Rob the Bank, and Astro Fang, two out of three that have been guests on this show, and one of which we will hopefully be getting sometime in 2013, if all the stars align properly. Speaking of the new year, I've got Josh and Brandy here from Rad Girlfriend Labels. What's the new year looking like for you guys? Do you have any big releases that you can share, or any teasers of things to come?
We have the Flamingo 50 coming out.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
We have some international releases coming out. There's this band, Flamingo 50. They're from England. And my old roommate had given me their CD years ago. And it just was like one of the best CDs ever. And Brandy, that was like one of her favorite CDs. And we were talking one day in the car, and we were just like, did this ever come out on LP? Or is this like, you know, just strictly CD? And so I called a friend of mine who runs a record label, and I asked him how to get in touch with her, because she's in a new band called Caves, which are really awesome also. Mm-hmm. And so he put me in touch with her, and I asked if we could reissue their record. It's called Tear It Up. It's their second LP. And she was like, yeah, go for it. So that's coming out soon. I don't know if it'll be before 2013 or not. It's already in the works, but these are the things that we have coming up. And, but yeah, so that's really exciting. And then we have Stay Clean Jolene from England, which is really cool stuff. Hopefully we'll get to hear some later. It's kind of like, it's like real gravelly, you know, kind of hot water music, old No Idea type stuff. And I think those dudes are older too. Which is cool that you know, hearing them still play music. And we have this band What a Nights from Japan, and their LP is almost done, so that'll be out shortly. And I was hoping we could do like little blocks of music like the we just heard, like Dayton bands.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then we'll play maybe some like international.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can totally do that. Yeah. What's it like for you guys? You know, you've got your Dayton bands, and then you've got bands from around the country and bands from around the world. What's it like to be branching out, you know, internationally, and to have local bands, you know, the guys that you play with here in your hometown, next to people you're playing with across the country, and now people from England and Japan and all of these other places?
I think it's super cool. I don't really think that anybody else, you know, like, I don't think that the guys from Astro Fang have any clue or like care that like some band from Japan was put out by the same label. I mean, and ironically, well, the Astro Fang 7-inch is one of the top-selling records that we've put out. Which is kind of cool, because that's a, you know, they're just a local band, and but they're so good. Can I tell you a story?
Absolutely, you can totally tell a story.
All right, I want to tell some stories. I was telling you earlier, I had a radio show when I was in college, and it was like a Rad Company had played this show at our friend Nick's house, and it was like our third show, and it was around this time of year. It was about 5 years ago, and we had played with Off of Their Heads and Nothington and the Dead Milkmen, or not the Dead Milkmen, excuse me, the Low Budgets, which had Joe Jack Talcum in it from the Dead Milkmen. And so we were all hanging out, and I ended up being, you know, buddies with these people and staying in contact with them. And so I had talked to – so, like, here I'm, like, freaking out. This is, like, the guy from the Dead Milkmen, and one of the first, you know, kind of punk bands I had ever heard. And I had stayed in touch with him, and I said, do you want – you know, so a couple years later I had this radio show, and I'm like, do you want to do, like, an interview on the radio with the low budgets. And he goes, yeah, sure. You know, he goes, here's my phone number. So I'm in there with, in the studio with Jared Reynolds, and they call, right? It's time for the interview, and they call, and I realize that, like, I hadn't thought of any questions, or like,
oh no.
So they call, and they're like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh, hey.
What's guys?
Going on? And they were like, yeah, so did you want to, like, interview us? And I was like, I was like, oh, but I don't know. I got to go. And, like, I totally, like, hung up on them.
Oh, my gosh.
And they, like, they called back, like, 5 minutes later, and they're like, what are you doing? What's going on? And I was like, oh. I was, like, so embarrassed. But I thought that was a funny story because I'm sitting at a radio station reminds me of that.
Reminiscing about the old times.
Unprofessional I was.
Do you have any aspirations to get back into doing radio at all? I mean, kind of, that would be kind of the true renaissance experience, musician, label, radio.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. See, I have people that were like, that would listen to it. They'd be like, hey, I listened to the show. I was just, like, totally had utter disregard for, like, what do they call it? The FCC.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I would have my buddies down there, and we'd be, like, partying and drinking. And, you know, so that's exactly why I'm not on the radio anymore. But, I figured it's been long enough. I think I could do a better job now. I could, you know, maybe I'll go back to WUDR and see if I can't get my old time slot back.
There you go. Do you find that did that radio experience? I mean, has that influenced at all what you're doing with the label and the way you're promoting things, or even with the way that you get your bands out there at all?
Well, actually, that was kind of like the start, because we would bring bands down in the studio. Because I had, well, the time slot was like from like 10 p.m. till 2 in the morning on a Friday night.
Nice.
So a lot of people weren't listening to the radio, and everybody was partying, you know, or wanted to party. I mean, it was like Friday night, and I chose to be on the radio. And so, like, I would have bands come down and set up in this, like, little studio, and I would, like, you know, mic them however, you know, whatever weird way I could. And, but it was cool. I mean, we had Achilles Green play. We had the Harlots play. We had this band, The Six, came in. And, we had a bunch of stuff, and it was cool for a while. I mean, they had a record player, and, like, we would just play records, and, you know, and nobody complained. I mean, some Joshua used to say, like, awful things right on the radio, and, like, and nobody would ever say anything. Like, we never got. I think they ended up getting in trouble because, like, before I got, like, fired, I loaded up their computer with, like, very offensive, like hip hop songs, and it would automatically play when no one was in the studio.
Oh,
like,
geez.
They would just put it on autoplay, and so I think that, like, eventually that somebody called in and complained about, you know, too many curse words. I love the radio.
it's fun. And the college radio thing is a totally crazy, fun kind of.
It's different.
It is. It's a totally different vibe.
But for promotion, I mean, we're not good at promoting. We want to get better at stuff, and we're trying, we're learning, but what do? We put out some ads in magazines, and
we run the ads every month.
We run 2 ads every month. We skipped this month. But how, you know, it's like you have to gauge, like, you're spending $40 for an ad in a magazine, and, like, how many people is it really, like, bringing in, you know?
It's kind of that trade-off of what's going to be, you know, what's worth the money and what's easier to do, you know, with the tools that are out there for free online and all that. It's a hard thing to judge, I have to say.
Well, it's all very frustrating. You know, so, like, Bandcamp is one of those things where you can put your music up for people and they can play for free, or they can, like, well, he's like, Derek's here and he's waving at us outside the window. But they take, so you can put it for download, or you can pay what you want, but like, so they take, but they take a percentage of like
right.
money, you know, that, so if someone downloads the Rad Company record, like you only get like a percentage of that, and so it's really weird. I don't know. I would love to do more promotion and have like a PR team and stuff like that, because that's what, you know, real labels do, and that I just don't know how to do that yet.
Or when that's gonna,
and we're still poor.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
It'll happen when it needs to.
Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll add another person into the mix here, and get back to some more music as well. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.